بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. كل نفس ذائقة الموت، سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، والسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. The next particular topic, the next particular right that we've been focusing on, حق المسلم على المسلم خمس، is اتباع الجنائز, the following of the janazah of the person. And so if we look at this particular right, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has classified it from the five or six rights a believer has over another believer. Now, when you fulfill a right, you haven't done anything special. If I fulfill your rights, you fulfill my rights, nothing special has been done. We did the baseline amount. You know, my teachers would say when I got married that don't look for your right from your wife, because then you're always going to work on the very basic level of life. Do khidmah of them, let them do khidmah of you, and you will try to be higher and better people. So when we're talking about rights, there shouldn't be any reward for fulfilling a right. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so generous, and His bounty is so great, that to fulfill the right of a person when he's passed away, Allah ta'ala gives in the hadith something called a qirat. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that person who prays the janazah over his brother or sister, brother, sister in the deen, that person receives one qirat of reward. And that person who follows the janazah to the burial receives another one. So the Sahaba were not familiar with this term, or they were familiar but they wanted the Prophet to give a further elaboration of this. So they asked, what is this amount? So in one hadith he mentioned that it's the amount of reward of the weight of the mountain of Uhud in our good deeds. And subhanAllah, think of that reward. The weight of the mountain of Uhud. It's a huge mountain. Then that reward, that weight would come in our good deeds if we fulfill the right of the brother or sister of our deen when he or she passes away. Now oftentimes, janazah is something that people don't give a lot of importance to. They hear that there's a janazah being prayed such and such place, and they don't give a second thought for it. But we should recognize that the janazah is such an important right that Allah Ta'ala provides this type of reward. So knowing my deficiency and how many good deeds I have not done and how many sins I have committed, I should immediately have a radar that looks to see what are the beneficial things I can do in my life. And one is to attend the janazah and one is to follow it to its burial. A person who does both will receive the reward of what? Two mountains of Uhud. Now in a beautiful athar of Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu, when he heard this, he said this can't be true, because he never heard this himself. He heard it after the Prophet passed away. So he went with one of his companions to, I believe, the home of Umm al-Mu'mineen Aisha radiallahu anha, to ask for verification of this. And when that person went inside to ask for verification, Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu waited. Then when he came out and he was given that verification that yes, it's two mountains of Uhud, one for following, one for praying over the janazah, and one for following the janazah. Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu began to do this gesture with his hand and say this sound. He was muffling the sound. Meaning that how many good deeds, how many mountains of good deeds did I just let slip away from my fingers for such an easy act that I could have done? So we should be people who first realize my brother and sister has a right over me in this life while they're alive. When they pass away, they still have a right over me. It's their final right and request over me that I come and pray the janazah over them. I follow their burial. But even despite the fact that it's their right over me, my Lord is so generous that He'll give me mountains of Uhud in my book of good deeds just for following it. And then we see Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu, his attitude, how could I have missed out on it? He did something like this. I think he began to do this or this. I have to read the hadith again. But he began to, his hand show this such anger with himself that he let it slip away. So we should follow these janazahs. And we should pray over a person. Because on the Day of Judgment, these small, small things will have such great rewards for us that we will be only in regret that we didn't do more. So we ask Allah Ta'ala to give us tawfiq to mix amongst those who attend the janazahs of people that we know and we do not know. And we ask Allah Ta'ala to give us tawfiq to mix amongst those who make time to go to the burial of those who we know and we do not know. And we ask Allah Ta'ala to give us tawfiq to be amongst those who are rewarded with this great reward in the Day of Judgment. Wa akhir da'wan, alhamdulillahi, rabbil alameen.